It is the review show after Liverpool 1, West Ham 0. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through it. Sean, we'll start at the very top, a few days after City. So another lineup that's changed again, and it's obviously forced with legs and injuries. I think there's another thing to consider with this one, isn't there, in terms of the height of West Ham? You know, you think in this one, you'll have been mindful not to go both Elliott and Cavalio, for example, in the same side, if you're thinking about what they can bring from set pieces. And then around that, there's a system which needs to be set up to stop them on the counter, which he was big to reference in his pre-game.
Yes, it's, I mean, clean sheets being pinged, who knew? But yeah, I think with the games this week falling Sunday, Wednesday, then Saturday lunchtime, that's not what you want, is it? That's like the worst combination of that, if you're gonna get that. He's made the five changes off the top of my head. I wouldn't be surprised if we see another four or five come the weekend, subject to who comes out of last night all right and how everyone is. And obviously with the decimation of injuries and niggles and knocks and everything, he's just got to be ultra cautious. I think when the team came out, the first thing that leapt out of me was the bench a little bit. I think that, you know, it's one of the weaker benches, you know, we've put out, which just highlights the situation we found ourselves in. As you reference, you know, Neil did a, I thought, you know, they always are, but I thought Neil did a really great report show on the app, on the video, with just it's nodding a plug. In terms of bits of West Ham, kind of surprised me in terms of what Neil's report was like. And as you referenced, Dan, you know, extremely good at defending set pieces, West Ham, a threat, potentially going the other way, pretty passive, but if, you know, could cause a threat on the break and more likely set pieces and or a late charge from them. So this was the kind of game where you certainly didn't want to concede first in this fixture with how strong West Ham have been defensively. And again, you probably wanted to get this game put to bed inside 70 minutes, which we nearly do.